From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried welcomed the announcement from the USDA that will provide over $57 million for Florida operators to help alleviate supply chain issues for school meals by adjusting for increased food costs. Fried has been a vocal advocate for additional state and federal assistance to support school districts and nutrition providers due to financial hardship. Florida school districts lost $262 million in nutrition funding due to COVID in 2020 alone. According to the Association of Equipment Manufacturers' monthly flash report, December sales of tractors in the U.S. were equal to the same month last year. In 2021, according to agrimarketing.com, nearly 318,000 tractors were sold, a 10% increase over 2020. Sales of two-wheel drive 100-plus horsepower were up 24%, while four-wheel drive tractors were up 18%. Combine sales were up 35% for the month and 25% for the year. Bayer announced the launch of its Testing for Ag program that allows research scientists from around the world to submit novel chemistries to Bayer for testing in hopes of identifying potential new modes of action to control fungal disease, insect pests, and weeds. Testing for Ag, a part of Bayer's Open for Ag partnership development and innovation approach, seeks to develop the newest generation of crop protection products that safely and sustainably address the changing needs of producers.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.